is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us here on Davin's Den Part 3. We're going to do some scamming scammers. Going to play that that bumper. That might have to be updated sometime soon. Might be a little problematic in the future. We might need to do a little redo as the times have changed. And so are we. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But enjoy the classic scamming scammers bumper while you can, kids. All right, now, a couple weeks ago, Mary, scammer Mary, who has the menstrual cramps and needs the pads, was about to get rid of fake Davin, but fake Davin, he steered the relationship back in the right direction. Pip, I don't recall how I did it, to be honest with you, because I'm not really sure. Oh, but I did it. So you and Mr. Helix were very impressed that we appeared to be back on solid ground, terra firma. Let's see if we can keep the positive vibes going. July 11th, 2020. All right, so before that, the day before, we were in the middle of a conversation. I go, you don't talk very much. I feel like I'm bothering you. She goes, okay. That was at 11:48 on July 10th. At 1:27 a.m. in the morning, why am I up? I go, what's okay? She goes,
what's okay?
At 9:06. At 9:06, she goes, good morning, hun. And then she goes, hun. She goes, honey, are you there? Honey, are you there, honey?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. I know.
That was some pampering.
Wow. That's a dated medicine.
Is pampering still around?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think it went the way of Anacin.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know. I remember it back in the day, but I never used it, so I don't look for it. I don't know if it's still around, but now you have me curious. Next time I go in the CVS, I'm going to have to look.
She goes, honey, are you there? Honey, are you there, honey? I go, good morning, babe. She goes, where are you since morning? I go, what do you mean? She goes, I keep message you, no response. I need to be in beck and call for this bitch.
Yeah.
I go, I did not have my phone. I was working on a script. Well, that went nowhere. Gave it the old college try. I go, did you have a good sleep? She goes, yes, hon. Honey, give me your number. Now, more and more, they want my number. I don't want them to have my number.
No.
I don't want...
We remember how that turned out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't need that call at 2 o'clock in the morning. Who is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, then who knows what they can do. There might be some way to hack it and use my number, like, to show up when other people are when they're calling other people. I can't have that. So,
no.
More and more, I have to come up with
this. But Vandalay! Vandalay!
Yes.
Yes.
In a lot of ways, we both are Costanza, me and the scammer.
Yeah.
She goes, give me your number. I go, give me yours. I can't take calls on this number. What's your number? She goes, give me your own. I go, I can't. She goes, why? I go, because if my wife sees your number, she will make it harder for me to divorce, and that means I'll have less money for us. Give me your number. Oh, that's right. That's right. I told her I was married, and my wife was overwatching things. That's right.
That's right.
I knew being married would come in handy somehow.
That's the only way?
Terrible.
She goes, hello, are you there, honey? I go, hi. She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm sweaty, LOL. She goes, hello, honey. Honey, are you busy? I go, just working out, love. She goes, what are you doing? I go, I was running up and down hills, and then I did an ab workout. I was probably working out. She goes, okay, hon. I go, do you want me to call you in a little bit? She goes, no. I go, why, sad emoji? You don't want to talk to your boyfriend? She goes, give me your number. Let me text you. I go, I told you, I can't. I can call you on here in a bit. I want to hear what you sound like, baby. So we're in an African standoff, if you will.
Yep.
Oh God.
I go, guess you do not feel the same. She goes, no, hun. I go, you don't want you do not want me to hear you? She goes, give me your number. I want to text you on it. I go, I told you why I can't do that, baby. Why can't I call you in here? She goes, honey. She goes, you don't love me. I'm using a laptop to chat with you. I go, stop that. I just said I want to talk to you, but you won't. You don't love me. She goes, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I go, then let me talk to you, baby. She goes, honey, are you there, honey? I go, you vanish without saying bye all the time, sad face. She goes, hello? I go, hi. She goes, did you love me? I go, every day you ask. Every day the answer is yes. She goes, I just want to know, hon. Honey, I need your help. Honey, I go, honey, you know I do. I'm working on things. If you love me, you need to be patient. If you don't love me, I understand. She goes, I love you with my heart, with all my heart. And I don't want to, and I don't want to cheat on you. That is why I'm asking you. I need just $15. $15 is not much for you, honey. Please, do this for me. So I've talked to Dan. We were at 25 for pads, but apparently now she can get like an open box special and get the egg or partially used pads for $15.
For 15 bucks?
She's buying Lucy's.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
You're wasting your time for 15 bucks. You're wasting your time.
Really?
And you know what, Joe? A better man would just send her the 15 bucks at this point, just for the entertainment value.
I went to the club. There was a case of 90 for 50 bucks. It'll damn my flu for years to come.
Oh my God, damn my sleuth, did you say?
Not only is he good with kids, but he's good with biology and anatomy. pediatrician Joe Curry. That's his calling.
Holy God, I wish that when I was dating I had used phrases like that, because I'm sure it would have made me more alluring.
Yeah. You just need to hook up with a gentleman like Joe. You know, call the flu, come on your leg without saying goodbye. He's the total package, that Curry. Bring you home to mom, or you may or may not get beaten by her. What could go wrong?
Oh, I'm sure Nanny would have beaten the tar out of me. I'm sure.
And justifiably so.
Right.
He goes, it's not much for you, honey. Please, do this for me. I go, when you say that, it's like, I don't give you money. You will fuck some other guy. Flummicus says, a bee that pollinates too much is like a fly on everyone's wall.
Oh, Flummicus, you slay me.
You know, I really wish I was with somebody who appreciated Flemmigus more. It goes nowhere with her.
No, I know. It's just like completely over her head.
I don't like to recycle bits, but I have so many scammers, I might have to bring Flemmigus to another story. I might have to.
Yeah.
You can repurpose him.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
She goes, no, honey. I go, you just said $15 would keep you from cheating on me. There is no amount of money that would make me cheat on you. Clearly, I love you more than you love me. She goes, please give me. I know you have $15. Please, hon. Trying to understand me. If you know you really love me, I need just $15. I go, I love you. Stop saying you will cheat on me. She goes, trying to understand me. I go, I understand you. It seems you don't understand the shit I am in. I'm trying, Mary, but your pressure me makes me feel ill.
Yeah.
How do you think she responds?
Honey.
She wants the 15 bucks.
Oh, you're both incorrect. LOL.
LOL?
Laugh out loud. Me being ill is funny to her.
Oh, it has been to others, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting across from one of them. Anyway. Although, no, he's actually nice when I'm sick. That's the time. Anyway, that's the time. I go, I don't know what's funny. She goes, indeed, I need $15. It's not too much for you to do. I go, yeah, that's the don't fuck the other guy tax.
Oh, my God. Wait, you can get that?
You can. It's only
I've been doing it for free.
It's a $15 fee. For $15 a month, I won't fuck other people.
You know what? But I could have been collecting all these years.
Well, to be fair, you didn't have other options, dear.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess you do have to have somebody that would be willing.
Right.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah. You're no Mary Mary.
No, Candace either. I don't know what that means.
Well, no, Mary Mary's who I'm talking to.
Oh, yes, that's true.
She goes, unless you love me, you don't have $15. You are lying to me. You don't love me. Just $15. $15, honey, please. I go, you're making me so mad right now. I'm going to take a break before I say something we regret. Bye for now. And then she responds with, oh, there's got to be like 40 buys in a row, one right after the other. I'm not going to read them all. But bye, 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 bye. Bye, 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 bye. She had a keystroke.
She did have a keystroke.
But you know what? The only thing is for the amount she's asking for. I mean, why are you asking more? But number one, what's the matter? You don't have $15? I mean, that's like it's something you tell a friend if you want to go somewhere. Like, hey, man, let's go out to this club. Well, it's around $15. You know, I don't. Come on, man. You don't have $15 that you. You know?
Right.
It's not that big amount of money. I mean, first off, you know, it's not. It's dinner, you know?
Lisa said that $15 is a going rate, but I think you're undervaluing yourself, Lisa.
A little bit.
I got to tell you, there's plenty of people who won't fuck me for no amount of money.
She said she might have been singing In Sync.
That's what I was doing. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Yeah. But you're still saying it wouldn't give any amount of money, but kind of, you know, $15 is in the budget, you know?
So you think I should have sent it, Joe?
No.
Ew.
But she's pleading her good case. You know, you don't have $15, you know?
Yeah, but you make it seem like I'm the bad guy here.
In pretend land, yes, you are.
Well, no,
no. Come on, you know, fake Devin might be the bad guy in a sense because...
Fake Devin, you got $15?
Yeah, because it's really like a pittance, but the thing is, it would only open the door.
Yeah, but still, think about it like that way. You know, look, I got to get tampons. My porch, you know, it looks like Nicole Brown Simpson's porch in my house. And it's like, you got $15? What kind of cat are you?
Well, the thing is that she's been...
Hold on.
The log has got to be done.
Hold on, Pip. I'm a married cat, Joe. That's what type of cat I am. And I can't have my wife see me sending $15 for tampons to my girlfriend in Ohio.
All right. Just tell her. You know, $15. That's true.
I have been, but she does not want to understand me.
No.
She's like Joe with drag queens. There's no amount of talking around this. She has her position, Joe has his, and drag queens have theirs, and here I am all by my lonesome. But I do have $15.
You know what? There's at least that.
So she says, bye, 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 all those byes. July 14th, 2020. She goes, hello, hello. I go, hi. She goes, you don't love me anymore. I go, you ended it, not me. She goes, no problem. I go, clearly I was very easy for you to throw away. She goes, you don't love me. You love your wife at home. I go, you don't love me. You threw me in the trash. She goes, you love your wife. You don't love me anymore. I go, no. I told you my situation, but you don't love me enough to be patient. I am unlovable, I guess. Shut up, Joe. She goes... You got to get it in there. She goes, you don't. I go, how can I love someone who threw me in the trash like I'm garbage? Broken heart. Because once again, fake Davin is the victim here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I go, I mean so little to you that you don't even finish the conversation. She goes, what? I know you don't love me. You're just lying to me. I go, I never lied. I told you my very hard situation, but $15 is more important than me. She goes, I told you that I need that money. And I go, and I told you as soon as I work, I will send you money. I'm not your bank. I was your boyfriend. Remember, I'm out of work.
Just ask for $20. I mean, $20 sounds more reasonable. $20 is, I don't have $20. I got $15, but I don't have $20. Like, you go to the club, you cover charge. How much? $15, or to go see a $15, which is kind of expensive, but all right, $15, whatever. But $20? Fuck you.
That's $5.
Well, remember, Joe, you weren't here for this. Last episode... I told her that I was out of work because of COVID, and that was true. We weren't working.
Mm-hmm. The five difference seems to be the whole difference. That spans the generations. That is like the universal bridge. It's $5 too far.
Yeah. I gotta say something really quick about $5. There was a friend of back in the day. There was a friend of ours that was kind of a nut, and he wound up having this party. He had it like 3 days, and then we get to the party, and then he goes, "All right, Eric, it's $5." I go, $5? Fuck you!" And Anthony's with me. He goes, "Pay the $5. You know the entertainment we're gonna see for $5 with this fucking lunatic?" And we sure did. So it was well worth $5.
What happened with $5? What did he do?
He took his van and blocked the street off. And I said, "Why are you doing that?" He goes, "I'm having a block party." I go, "What about the cops?" "The cops said it's okay." "The cops show up. What's going on here?" "He's having a block party. You can't do that. He said you guys said it was okay." "What do you think? We're crazy?" "No, he is." So yeah, right there was worth $5.
Awesome.
She goes, "I told you that I need the money." I go, "And I told you as soon as I work, I will send you money. I'm not your bank. I was your boyfriend." She goes, "I know." I go, "You were supposed to love me, not throw me away like I'm a piece of shit." She goes, "I'm sorry for that." "You're damn right you're fucking sorry for that."
Yeah.
I go, "It fucking really hurts, Mary." She goes, "What?" I go, "I told you how my wife just used me and cheated on me, and you left me for $15 and threatened to cheat on me. You're just like my wife." Sad emoji.
Uh-oh.
Ow.
She goes, "I don't understand you." I go, "You did me dirty just like my wife did. As Flemmicus would say, there is no knife like a knife made from a rose bush."
Wait a minute. Does Flemmicus know, what's the name of the guy everywhere says it's Thorn?
Brett Michaels?
Yeah.
Well,
friends.
I will not comment on that specifically. I will say Flemmicus knows everyone, and everyone but Mary knows Flemmicus.
Flemmicus has got it down. We should do a special show, The Writings of Flemmicus and the Poetry of Dick El Dorado.
Sure.
What does this fan base we have dissipate like water in a hot sun?
Really? Really?
Sure, they would appreciate it.
Yep.
So later on, she goes, 13 minutes later after that, she goes, "Hi." I go, "Hey." She goes, "I'm here." I go, "Yep. What do you want with me? You broke my heart." She goes, "I don't broke your heart. Did you love me?" Oh, another scammer's phoning in right now.
Wow.
Yeah, that happens a lot. This one is very nice. This one might not make it to the air because it's just so nice. And I try to throw in zaniness sometimes, but they handle it well. So I don't know if this one...
this one really a scammer, do you think? Are you sure?
Yeah.
The nice one? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. On some level.
Oh, okay.
She goes, "I don't break your heart." She goes, "Did you love me?" I go, "Dude, I told you every day I loved you. I told you I wanted to kiss you. I told you I wanted a life with you. It all meant nothing to you." She goes, "It's not like that, honey. It's because you don't want to help me financially. That is why." I go, "It is exactly like that. I never said that. I said I need time, and you showed money is more important to than me. You and my wife have a lot in common. I'm a fucking fool for thinking you love me."
Ouch, ouch. Oh, God, compare it to the ex. That really smart.
No, she's the current.
This is all over $15.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, eight love grand.
The last couple I knew that used to fight like that was Joanne and I.
And that turned out well. Well, I hope Mary Anderson and Fake Davin turn out better than you and Joanne. I really do.
I pray. Nobody should go through what I went through.
No, nobody should.
No.
She'll get half my phones. Mary goes, "You know I'm alone here." I go, "I told you I would come to you. You did not want that." She goes, "Yes, I have to come to you first." I go, "Come to me? You don't love me." She goes, "You know I love you so much." I go, "I don't think you do." She goes, "I do. Trust me, honey." I go, "I don't trust you anymore. You always threaten to cheat on me. So go. Fuck other guys if that's what you want."
Well, that's a little, wow.
I've had enough.
Yeah, apparently.
She goes, "I know you don't love me anymore." I go, "You did this, Mary. I was going to give you money, love, and cock, but you couldn't wait for me."
That's the price you pay.
That's the newer version of Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Yeah.
To be fair, and you guys were both there, those were my wedding vows.
Money, love, and cock. Yes, I remember that.
Remember how she was remember underneath the bima as she was circling three times and the rabbi was there? I said, "I will give you money, love, and cock." It was very moving.
Right, and why wasn't anybody mortified? Because it was right after the roast and everybody just was so galvanized to whatever heard that day.
That's ridiculous. It was before the roast. Anyway.
I'll never forget when you were in the chair and we were holding you up in the chair. You look down at me and you go, "You dropped me, you asshole. You're never working Ansel's again."
Well, you didn't drop me and you've continued working. Good decision by you.
Right.
And a long line of terrible decisions by Joe Curry. Well, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
And Joe will be working for me this weekend, as a matter of fact. And with me next weekend. And Joe's been with me like 4 out of 5 weekends. See what happens when you don't drop me?
Yep, see?
I go, "You would rather follow a bunch of guys on Instagram than be my girlfriend." She goes, "OMG, you have started." I go, "No, I am hurt. I just wanted you." She goes, "I don't understand you." I go, what don't you understand? How you hurt me? She goes, "What?" I go, "What don't you understand? Nothing to say, and we'll leave it there."
Oh, boy. Wow. So round and round about $15 and who loves who. And how much would it cost you per week to not fuck somebody else?
Well,
now you have to be bribed.
It's the fuck tax. I forgot all about the fuck tax. I gotta bring that back too. But they don't threaten to cheat on me like this one did.
That was unique. I don't remember anybody doing that.
No.
You know, it just seems so interesting. You know, using money, cars, trips, houses. Just want $15.
Yeah.
Joe, your point is well taken. When you consider about how much time and resources, because they have to pay for their data. When you think about how much is going into this,
why wouldn't you ask for more?
Well, she started at 25. She started at 25.
Ah, the negotiation.
She's negotiating against herself.
This is so crazy. I'm just thinking, really, I every once in a while I feel bad for them, but it's only in passing. But how degrading is it that you're, like, having these long, drawn-out conversations with people to get $15?
$15.
To be fair, she's not good enough to get more. She's not good enough to get
I think she's new to this.
Yeah.
$15,
everybody's got $15. I wonder if fake David Briggs' character, I don't recall, and goes there, does this ever work? Because it's something I would do. Like, when this bad.
Like I said, $15 fast food meal, $15 is a round of drinks. You know, $15,
yeah. But then again, I'm just encouraging bad behavior if she gets money.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So you even if it's a little amount, you can't cave in, and
in the realistic terms of the bit, you can. But in the fake world, it's $15.
Now, to be fair, sometimes I'm so entertained, not by this one. Sometimes I'm so entertained that I consider sending a little something. With the one that I said is so nice, when the ass comes. We'll see how it goes. Sometimes I'm never sending a couple $100.
One that should have been close enough to send any money to was Belinda. That would probably be the closest one.
But she deserved it. But there were others that were good too. Carolyn was very good.
Yes, she was. Yeah. She tried everything.
Yeah.
That was the one with the business angle, right?
Yes, that was Joe's favorite part. She's a businesswoman. Yeah, Joe, but it's not a legitimate business.
It was a different angle.
It was? I got angles coming up for you guys. I got angles you haven't seen. But so it looks like the relationship is in trouble again.
Yep.
Well, you know what? That's not as shocking as you might think.
Fair. All right. I got to remember, I got to look at the Instagram, because I think there was a comment, there was something on Instagram on July 14th. So I got to but I didn't want to get to that now, because I would have had to find it in the hours late. So,
yeah.
But I got to make a little note for myself over here to do that. All right. Well, we got to most of the topics. We'll do the outstanding display of spite next week. Next week, some interesting things that we might talk about. We'll see if we do the George Santos and the National Gun thing AR-15. Joe's pushing for that. We'll see if we get to that. The comic writer of Dilbert has gotten himself in some hot water.
Yep.
It's very, very interesting, and it's gonna be, ironically, when I was pulling in the driveway, it was actually doing the story.
Tom Brady might become a stand-up comedian. That certainly merits our attention. So, lots of things to get to, and of course, the outstanding displays by and possibly George Santos, a little tease, and his quest to make the AR-15, the national gun of America.
Yeah. You know what's funny with Tom Brady? The spot is kind of okay, but the last 2 minutes he comes on really strong.
There you go. I'll give you credit for everybody else is doing deflating balls jokes. At least that was different.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Let's thank some folks. We want to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Yeah.
Thank you, Russ.
And in the many incarnations of this show, Russ has been our pillar through and through.
Yes.
All right, Joe, what do you got?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And that ensures your meal will be exceptionally great. Really good. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts a popular comedy night throughout the year, which is produced by Exciting Productions owner Davin at Davin's Den. Davin, what you got coming up?
March 31st, Eric Tartaglioni is your headliner. Stephen Rocco Perillo is your feature. Dave Satsik is your host. Last show sold out. All the shows have been selling out. Get your tickets at Portobello Banquets.
Oh, it's going to be a great show. I know Eric for years. I saw Steve at Governor's on Saturday hanging out. Very excited to do this show. It's going to be a great night. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Give them a call, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello. You deserve to bring your children out to the restaurant. So let them in. Nice place.
Can even bring them to the comedy show. Nobody will be dressed as a woman on this show. Be a good time.
Yeah. Not even the women.
Joe, I know we're together on Friday. I'll tell the folks about that. You got anything else going on?
No. Well, yes, I do. On Saturday night, I will be at Governor's. I'll be at Uncle Vinny's. With John Heffler, John Albany's Comedy Club. This Saturday, go to 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for tickets and info.
I am amazed some major corporation hasn't snapped you up to be their national spokesman.
What's your name, sweetheart? Any idea?
Side-Splitting Productions returns to Francesco's. Haven't been there since 2017. They used to sponsor this fine show back in the day. Friday, March 3rd, for a comedy show starring yours truly, Joe Curry, and Bobby Gonzo. You know Johnny Race is coming to the show?
Yeah, I know. Johnny's coming, yeah.
Rock and roll, man. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Good to see John. I haven't seen John in a while. Oh,
it'll be good to see Johnny, but again, you have a problem with people who dress as women, and he goes to Mandy's for his clothing, so I hope you confront him. I drove by a Mandy's the other day. I didn't even know they were still in business.
Oh, my God. I didn't know.
Mandy's.
The joke that we always have, like, Davin will put on, like, Runaway to a Gig, and it'll put, you know, he'll turn Black Sabbath off and put Katy Perry on. And I'm like, are we going to the Gig or Mandy's? What are we doing here?
I'll tell you what. Katy Perry? Fuckable. Ozzy Osbourne? Unfuckable. I rest my case. All right.
And that's how you pick your music.
That is clear. Listen, Pip, as long as they're not dressed as a drag queen, I'm all for it, you know? If they're dressed as a drag queen when my daughter's in the car, no! We're not going to take it means you're not going to take Twisted Sister, Missy. Have you seen the way this man carries on stage?
I saw this band and this guy was dressed in a dress playing keyboards. I was disgusted.
Yeah, he didn't shave his legs.
People were.
At least the drag queen puts a little effort into her appearance.
She might shave, for example.
Yeah, sure. She's a real woman, or something. Anyway, for tickets at Francesco's, where I'm going to do my new drag queen joke, you could, and my new addiction joke, if I remember. You could get tickets by calling 973-925-1100. Limited seating available, 973-925-1100. Food there is amazing. You're going to love it. All right. That is that. It is time to say goodnight. It's been an old time show. Arguing. I missed it.
Yep.
Yay!
Classic Davin's Den, if you will.
classic Davin's Den show. Yes. Everything you want and some stuff you don't.
Hey, well, yeah, sure. We're like the meat.
This is why we do it over Zoom. No bruises the next day.
You know what we are? We're the hot dogs of radio shows. That's what we are.
The hot dogs?
Yeah. I mean, it tastes good, but there's a lot of shit in there that you probably don't want.
Agreed.
See? All right. Write that down for me, Pip, so I remember that.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, thank you all for listening live, podcast, any other version. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.